Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. But before I get into the meat, I want to be sure that you know about three live workshops that I have coming up: Racine, Wisconsin in March, and Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and Lancaster, Pennsylvania in May. I hope that you'll take a look at these workshops. They're on the ArtBizCoach.com website. There is a link to them in the upper right-hand corner, and I hope you'll think about coming because I can sit here and talk to you all day, but there is nothing like being in a room full of 50 or 60 artists and really hearing about others' experiences, sharing your own, and just getting motivated and inspired. So check that out. So for today's podcast, I want to know, are you hiding your accomplishments? If I go to your website or blog, would I know that your work was on the cover of a magazine, featured in an article, or that you received an award? I'm not talking about a list on a resume. Anyone can do that. I'm talking about graphics and photographs. As a visual person, you can surely relate to the power of an image. A picture is worth 1,000 words, right? If it is, you'd better have or get some pictures on your sites. Before I go any further, let me be perfectly clear that any images on your website or blog should not compete with your artwork. You should show off your art above all else. It should be front and center. Never, ever, ever should images compete with your artwork. Photographs and graphic elements are always subservient to the art. Okay, now that we got that clear, we can get on with things. So, what are you going to show off? Well, I kind of spilled the beans already, but let's go back over it for clarification. If your art is on the cover of a magazine or pictured in a newspaper, tell us about it. Wait, scratch that. Don't tell us, show us. Scan it or take a photo of it and share. Just remember that you're dealing with copyrighted material and be sure to get permission where necessary and to give proper credit before you share it. If you've received a grant or an award, let us know. If you accept the honor in person, get a photo. If there's no physical trophy or if the trophy requires reading glasses to see, just get a photo with the presenters, maybe in front of a sign with the event title. If your award won't be presented in person, snag a JPEG or an image from the presenter's site, if it's a good one and with permission, and then put it on your own. And don't forget installation shots of your exhibits or displays. Solo exhibitions yield really nice photos, especially when they're captured by a pro. I have a client whose work was in a juried exhibit and was the feature work. It was on the wall underneath the title of the exhibit. Can you say photo op? Okay, now you have these images. Where are you going to put them? Where are you going to show them off? If you have a website, you can spotlight your feats on your about page. You can put them on your news page or media room page. On a blog, you can do the same if you have pages capabilities. You might also add one or two images to your sidebar. Of course, this is after you've written a post with all of the details. The sidebar image can then link to the post for more information. And don't forget about Facebook. You need to be sure to add these to your Facebook fan page as well. Final word, don't wait for someone else to show off your accomplishments. We might eventually uncover the juicy stuff in your resume, but please don't make us work that hard. Show us with an image. Now, you can also make photocopies touting your accomplishments and send them to your top prospects or your favorite collectors. I go a lot more into depth about this stuff in the Cultivate Collectors for Your Art online class. It's coming up in the next couple days, so be sure to check that out at artbizcoach.com/classes. We would love to have you join us. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might want to receive this in a written format, go to artbizcoach.com and look for the subscription box and subscribe to the weekly Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is just an email version of this podcast.